This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
A good Erev Shabbos, everyone. How wonderful to have everybody here. As we continue our march through Masechtas Kelim, a terrain that many people never get to in this lifetime. And it's a huge accomplishment. We're in the 11th parak, Mishneh Tes and Mishneh Yud, sponsored by the Fisher family. Lila Nishmas Basi Bas Rabbit Shalom Ben Avram Alevi, Peril Bas Ruvain. We also learn Lila Nishmas David Ben Chaim, Lurfu Shalem Afel Yom Moshe Ben Chayesara, Yaakov Ben Bas Yaleya, for the Schus of Avram Ben Yom Ben Nishma Malk Yehudis, by Yo Klugman and family, and we'll learn Lurfu Shalem for Moshe Ben Esther Badal, Chayim Bas Shashabina, Chana Bas Shashbin, Dvar Bas Shashbina, Hinda Bas Chayesara, Yitzhak Ben Tzion Ben Dusha, Meir Ben Chayesara, they should have a Rufu Shalem, Mitzvah Shaykh Ali Yisrael, in loving memory of my Shver, Avigdor Aye, Ben Tzvi Eli Melech, his Neshama should have a Lichtig and Amen, Yishabim Melech Yoshev, for the whole family. So now, in this Mishnah, it talks about earrings. Now, earrings aren't only elaborate now. You go into a store there, it comes in all kinds of shapes with hoops. Even at the time, 1,000 years ago, more, nezen, an earring, it has like a pot-like shape on the bottom, and like a lentil or a pear shape above that, a pearl shape, minifrak, and they become detached. So kakadera, the part that's like a pot kamei, because it has a container. Mishum kleibes kibbel. It has a container, and therefore it's a kabel tuma. The kadasha tamei b'fnei atzmai, the kadasha, the lentil is tamei by itself, because since it's still attached to the hook, you could use that pearl-like shape by itself. Tzinora, the tzinora alone, if the hook was alone, it has no purpose, ta'ira. Ha'asi kamin eshkel, if the earring is in the shape of a eshkel, a cluster of grapes. Cluster of grapes. So v'nifrak, if it unraveled, tar. Each piece alone is not any decoration, and therefore it's tar. And now we start the 12th parak. Tabas adam, a ring of a person is tameya. Tabas behema, but a decorative ring of an animal, the kalim, or rings of a utensil. Let's say, for example, a utensil has a decorative ring, or such rings, or shar kolatabois, or other rings. Let's say, a ring on the wall used to hang something. Those are tahiris. Now, this is very interesting. Kairas achitzim tameya, a rod that the archer uses to shoot at, right, to aim to shoot at it, is tmeya. Now, over here, the Achraim say clearly it has to be metal, because if it's wood, it's pshute kleyetz. It's funny that they would make a target out of metal, because like the arrow will bounce off it, but maybe that's what it is. It was a more permanent target. Vishels asirim tahira, a metallic beam, which was used to restrain a prisoner, it's tar. But hakailer, the iron collar that's put on the prisoner to restrain him, that's tameh. Shalshelas sheyesh ba beis ne'ila. This is like, instead of a bicycle chain, it's a horse chain that has a lock, tameya. But if it's like a collar for a puppy for decoration, tahira. Shalshela shel sitainis tameya, the chain of a professional. This is of a merchant that's attached to a cup in order that they shouldn't steal the cup. So that's tamei. But shel balabatim, which is more decorative, tahira. Amar Rav Yosi, emasai bizman shumavtech echad, when it has one link. Avalima yushnaim, but if the chain has two links, oy shekosher chilazon b'raisha, this is like the demus of a snail, And that seems to make it into a keli, because then it's for protection. So then tameya, then it is tamei, because it also prevents it from being stolen. I don't know how the chilazon accomplishes that. I don't know. We want to thank you. If you didn't get a chance yet, I know they had a crash in Torah Anytime, so it might have gotten on late, but for the Shabbos table, Kairach is there, and also Kairach Gems. And again, if you want to sponsor a share, 718-916-3100, rmmwsi@aol.com. Thank you for joining us, and have a really wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.